وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights, and specifically we are looking at human rights in the charter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, which is referred to as the letter to Malik al-Ashtar when he placed him as a governor. There are many lessons to be derived in terms of human rights from this letter. And in fact, this whole letter is about human rights. Amongst the things that Amir al-Mu'mineen tells his commander, Malik al-Ashtar, is that he says to him that people are in fact commit mistakes, and people are not infallible, so they are not immune to mistakes. However, how you deal with them is what matters. So he says to him, some indeed do commit mistakes, but forgive them as you would like God to forgive you. Now, in here is an important point Amir al-Mu'mineen is trying to highlight. When it comes to power and authority and people and their rights, there has to be a supreme authority. There has to be a divine intervention in this play, in this role. Now, unless this divine intervention or this divine authority exists, then you will see that people's right will for sure, if not completely disappears, it will not be complete at least. I mean, what stops a person from taking from others? What stops a governor from taking from the wealth of people or misusing the property and the wealth of people? What stops him from killing people or being unjust to the innocent? Nothing, unless he has an authority that he's afraid of, an authority that will punish him. And that's when religion comes in. When a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he believes that his actions are washed and witnessed by Allah, Allah can see and Allah can hear. And if he has that in mind, then that should put him at a place before he can think of committing any crime or committing any mistake. So the Imam says to him, keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your guide when you are trying to serve people and maintain human rights. And obviously, one of the basic human rights that we should have and we should indulge in and give to one another is the concept of compassion and forgiveness. Now, I make mistakes. You make mistakes. We're not infallibles. We're not prophets. We are not angels. So indeed, at some point, I will make a mistake. You will make a mistake. How should we deal with one another? If I decide to not talk to you or punish you for your mistake, then humanity goes out of the door. So he says to him, as a governor, as a person into position, that when your subjects make mistakes, you need to be compassionate with them, because this is also a right for them that you need to give, which is to be forgiven. In the same way you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, you should forgive them too. Let's take a break and we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We were saying just before the break that forgiveness is an act that we should indulge in order to maintain our rights. And I mean, I and you make mistakes. We are not, you know, infallibles. We're not immune. So we make mistakes. Now, we need that concept of forgiveness. Now, especially as governors of people in power, if they have to enslave and punish anyone that makes a mistake, then what kind of society do we have? We're going to have a dictatorship kind of society and a system. Now, this is something that Islam rejects. We want to have free will and free power, obviously, without crossing our limits. So therefore, Amir al-Mu'minin says to him, show compassion, show leniency, and forgive. That's a right of the people that needs to be given to them. In the same way you want Allah to forgive you, you have to forgive them. So and then he says to him, remember, you will be judged by what you've done for them. So anything that I do for people, as a governor, as a person in power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge me. And it's a very sensitive position being in power and being in authority, because now you are responsible for the masses. When one person's right is not given to them, who will be responsible? Who will be held accountable? The person who's in power. So if we look at our systems today, and when we see people in poverty and people are suffering, who will pay the price dearly? The presidents, the prime ministers, the parliament, the lawmakers. They are the ones who have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and explain to him why people's rights were not given to them or taken from them. And I don't see any system on the face of the planet today where they have not oppressed their people in a way or another. Where you look at the world and each country that you look at, Muslims or non-Muslims, East and West, you will see powers and systems where people are suffering. And in, according to Amir al-Mu'minin, salamullah alayhi, he says, you will be judged by what you did for them. So if you've done good for them, obviously you will be rewarded. When you don't do good for them, you'll be punished. When you see countries who are rich and they have money and they have wealth, but yet they are not giving it to their people, yet the people are suffering, then they will surely be punished severely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a position that I do not wish to have, nor should anyone wish to have, unless they think they have the capacity and the ability to maintain human rights and provide human rights and give people their rights. Otherwise, it's a person dooming himself in one-way ticket, first class, to hell. I mean, that's what power means. When a right of a person is taken, that's what happens. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, he says, according to the hadith, he says, if it's between me and you, I can forgive. But if it's between you and people, you have taken something from somebody, or you have oppressed a person, or you have usurped something from him, then it's no longer between me and you. I cannot forgive. That person that you have oppressed has to forgive you. And those leaders who will come on the day of judgment with millions of people being their adversaries, now that's a problem that I can only wish and hope that I never be in that position. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله